This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Brand crisis communication. What works versus what fails. When brands burn, two ways to handle a crisis. What happened? Shopify published a 2026 guide on brand crisis management, outlining how companies can navigate public relations disasters. The guide addresses the reality that brands face unexpected crises regularly, from product failures to public scandals, and that how they respond often matters more than the crisis itself. The difference between survival and collapse frequently comes down to communication strategy. The communication angle. Let's look at two ways brands typically handle a crisis, because the contrast is with the real lesson lives. The first approach is what I call the bunker response. The brand goes quiet, lawyers get involved, and any statement that does emerge is a masterpiece of saying nothing. Think vague apologies that don't name the actual problem. Think passive voice hiding the human beings who made the decisions. Mistakes were made. Issues were identified. Nobody did anything. Nothing happened. The bunker response treats silence as protection. But what it actually does is fill the vacuum with speculation. And speculation always runs darker than the truth. The second approach is direct ownership. You name the problem. You name who is responsible. You tell people exactly what you are doing to fix it, with a timeline. No qualifiers. No legal padding. Johnson and Johnson's Tylenol recall in 1982 is still the gold standard here, because they did not wait to be certain of every detail before acting. They pulled product from shelves immediately and spoke plainly to the public. That decisiveness communicated one thing above everything else: we value you more than we value our quarterly numbers. The difference between these two approaches is not about spin. It is about whose interests you are centering in your communication. The bunker response centers the brand. The direct ownership approach centers the people affected. Audiences are not stupid. They read that choice instantly, and they respond accordingly. Here is the specific technique that separates the survivors from the casualties: lead with acknowledgement, not explanation. Explanation feels like excuse making. When you open a crisis statement with context or background, you have already lost the room. Open with what went wrong, who was hurt, and what you personally own. Then give context. Order matters enormously in crisis communication. Getting it backwards is the single most common mistake I see brands make. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes statements gives you a framework for sequencing difficult information so that your audience hears accountability first and explanation second. Most people have the order flipped, and that one structural mistake costs them the trust they're desperately trying to rebuild. The chapter walks you through a before you speak checklist that takes about 4 minutes and changes how your words land completely. The takeaway. Before you write your next crisis statement, whether it is for a small team conflict or a full public relations fire, write this sentence first and refuse to move on until it is honest. What happened was X, it affected Y, and I am responsible for Z. That single sentence, completed with real specifics, is your anchor. Build every other word around it. If you can't write that sentence truthfully, you're not ready to communicate publicly, and you need to resolve that internally before you speak. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.